Hebrews 9:1-10, devotional focus verse. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Hebrews 9:8. What is a skyscraper? What makes a clock work? Why do the leaves turn red? Why don't fish live out of water? Has your 5-year-old ever asked you such questions? Did you respond with a full scientific explanation? Or did you give just the amount of information that you knew your child could grasp? Maybe you got out a book and showed a visual illustration to help him understand. In much the same way, God did not reveal the fullness of his wonderful plan of salvation to mankind from the beginning of time. When he gave the law to Moses and established the tabernacle worship system, he was giving a picture. The sacrifices helped make man aware of his need for a Savior. Some recognized this need and connected with God through the prescribed sacrifices. Others became so entrenched in their rituals themselves that they focused only on the formalities of their worship. Yet the message of God's love toward his creation never changed. He continued to desire a relationship with man. Jesus fulfilled what the picture of the tabernacle worship represented. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil separating the most holy place where God's presence dwelt was miraculously torn in two. This signified that man no longer needed a priest to be the representative between him and God, since free access to God through Jesus was now available. The place of worship was no longer the tabernacle, but it was the hearts of men who by faith obtained forgiveness of sins and a change of heart. Although we live in the time when the picture is no longer necessary, on occasion we may feel inclined to ask God as many questions as a 5-year-old. Perhaps we are seriously ill, unemployed, have rebellious children, or are grieving the loss of a loved one. Many situations can come our way that could cause us to question. We need to remember that God has a plan for every believer's life. Just as he unfolded his great plan of salvation, he will unfold the plan for our lives, but we must have patience as he does it. We need to rely upon his wisdom and timing and realize that as a loving heavenly Father, he knows exactly how and when to take care of our needs. Background information. The arrangement of tabernacle service is representative of how God taught Israel his great truths. Sometimes they were taught by direct revelation, sometimes by the written word, and sometimes symbolically. The tabernacle, with its different areas, utensils, and ceremonies, was a means of keeping truths before the minds of the people. The priest was the people's link with God. The high priest entered the most holy place one time a year on the Day of Atonement, also known as Yom Kippur. After first making a sacrifice for himself, he made atonement for the sins of the people by burning incense and sprinkling the blood of a sacrificed animal on the mercy seat. As long as the first tabernacle stood and the Levitical system was in place, the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. The sacrifices and offerings had no virtue in themselves. They could not make him that did the service perfect. See verse 9. Because they were given to Israel as symbols and types. They were fulfilled at Calvary when Christ suffered for man's sins, the just for the unjust, as the perfect sacrifice. However, to many of the religious leaders of this time, the offerings and sacrifices had lost their significance as types and had become all important in themselves. The Greek word for the time of Reformation, see verse 10, is kairos, which means set or proper time, due time, convenient season. It refers to the Christian age, when the Lord made a new covenant with his people. This covenant was inaugurated by the death of Jesus on the cross. When the veil between the holy place and the most holy place was torn in two, It was a physical evidence that the way for direct access to God had been opened and the time of reformation had come. Divinely designed, the commandments, the rituals of the sacrificial system, and the prophets all described God's promises to man of a better way to salvation and forgiveness of sin. When Christ came, he fulfilled the law and the prophets and conquered sin. Though anticipated by many, his message was difficult for the Jews to accept. The writer of Hebrews pointed back to their Old Testament heritage and revealed the meaning of God's divine design, which symbolized the new dispensation. Conclusion. We live in a time when the fullness of God's plan of redemption is revealed and available to us. We should seize every opportunity to take full advantage of God's provision for our lives.